I'm Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day. Today we're reading from Psalm 119 some more in the Voice Translation, and we're reading verses 33 through 35, and it says this: O Eternal One, show me how to live according to your statutes, and I will keep them always. Grant me understanding so that I can keep your law and keep it wholeheartedly. Guide me to walk in the way you commanded, because I take joy in it. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I pray for those today who are having a hard time taking joy in following you. Lord, I pray for those who are struggling and who have a hard time getting out of bed in the morning. And when they do face their day, there's just despair and sadness and brokenness and frustration. And Lord, I pray for a holy lifting of that today. I pray that you would help them to see, kind of like George Bailey in It's a Wonderful Life, how he was able to see that his life mattered and it touched so many different people. I pray for that today, that you would show each person listening to this prayer that they are necessary on this earth, and that you have endowed them with bits of your glory, and you will grace them with your power, and you will show them your loving kindness and your truth, and how you sing songs of deliverance over them. Lord, for those who are struggling with their past and can't seem to be unhaunted by it, and they keep looking back, and I know I pray this for myself as well, as I particularly struggle with issues with my father and knowing so many difficult truths about him. And Lord, I keep circling back to his ways, and I keep circling back to the predatory nature of him and some of the things that he did. And I can't seem to get beyond it. And so I pray for my friends who are circling back around to something that has really deeply wounded them, or maybe a perplexing relationship that they cannot figure out, or they're tracing back the pathway that led to divorce and they can't seem to make it fit or work right. Lord, so many of us are cycling backwards to things that we just cannot get over, and I pray for deliverance today. I pray that you would lift our eyes above the past and help us to plant our feet on solid ground in the present, so that we could forget and let go of what has gone on in the past. Not forget it like don't remember it anymore, but to not have it have its talons into us, to not have it influence our today as much as it has, at least in a negative way. And so, Lord, help us to press on, to look forward, to see the calling that you have for us, and instead of really being caught back there, but to be set free. Lord, there's so much scripture throughout the Bible that talks about setting us free and taking us out of the trap and letting us soar. And so, Lord, I pray for that for my listeners today, that they would begin to see that emancipation is a possibility with you, and not only a possibility, but an absolute. Lord, you will set people free. You will set your children free. You will heal them from their past. You will give them a new song to sing. You will cause them to do something new. The old has gone and the new awaits. And Lord, I thank you that is the message of Restory. And I thank you that's the message of your statutes. And I thank you that's a message of your word. I thank you that it's the message of Jesus Christ, that the old has gone and the new has come. Help us to take joy in that today, that we are no longer what we were, but we are continually growing and continually experiencing that sanctification journey, and you are bringing us to a higher place, a new place. And Lord, for those again who are struggling with depression or anxiety or any of those things that weigh them down, I pray for even just the slightest bit of lifting today. Father, would you send them flowers? Would you send them hope? Would you send them sunshine in a rainy day? Would you help them to know that they're deeply and fully and completely loved? Because a father loves his children, and especially since you created each and every one of us, you delight in your creation. Help us to rest in that today. I pray all this in your beautiful name, Jesus. Amen. Thank you for listening to Pray Every Day. So when you do get to that place where you don't want to get out of bed and you're just having a hard time and maybe you're physically sick and you are hurting, I just pray that you would continue to let God know how you feel. He hears you. He already knows you're walking through it, and He wants to carry those burdens. He is listening to you today, my dear, dear friend.